Okay, we've gotten through the business portion of the agenda, the decision-making portion, and we can move on to the general discussion. Commissioners, we have just one item that I wanted to make sure we touched on, which is that the September 6th conference call, our director and deputy director will not be available for. I do not think that we have any burning topics to take up, so if there is no objection, I'll just cancel that conference call. Any objections? Okay. The conference call is canceled, September 6th. All right. Any other topics for discussion?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Smith.
Director Anderson, have you had any more confirmation about the October 2nd and 3rd meeting?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Smith, yes, we are in the planning stages for having that meeting that would begin on the evening of October 4th with a dinner and a presentation.
You said October 4th?
Yes, the evening.
I think it's the 2nd. October 2nd.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is the Wednesday.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
Sorry, I was looking at the wrong month. You're correct. Wednesday evening, the 2nd, and then it would be for the majority of the day on the 3rd, which would be Thursday. I suspect that we would have an adjournment in mid-afternoon, 3 o'clock or something like that, that would then allow commissioners to travel to, I'm assuming you would want to travel to Olympia so that you can stay in Olympia in preparation for your meeting on the Friday, the 4th, and you may also be able to accommodate any committee meetings that you may want to do on that evening, but there's going to be a small, I'm trying to put together a small planning group of the, with Mike Graham and Billy and Lorraine, and I've asked Commissioner Schmitten to assist with that, and we're trying to set up a time to do that so that we can begin planning, and so we'll be able to get a notice out to you as to the location of the meeting and some of the other details.
So the location has not been picked yet, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. The orientation that we had wanted to put on, Dr. Anderson, what was your thinking on that, how we would fit that in?
Well, my short answer is I have no idea. given that we ran into conflicts with commissioner schedules, trying to move this one to the following week and wanting to try to limit the travel for folks, I will work with Tammy and obviously you, Chair Wecker, to look at what our Saturday might look like, the 5th. I believe that'd be the 5th. Mm-hmm. And maybe the afternoon of the 4th, but let us take a look and see what we have for agenda items. And so I'm hopeful that we'll be able to fit it in on either Friday or Saturday of the regularly scheduled commission meeting.
Mm-hmm. Chair Wecker, this is Tammy. I have it scheduled for Saturday. We don't have a lot on the schedule, so I think it would work for Saturday.
Okay. So we'll look at orientation on Saturday. Saturday, it would be in the morning, of course. And I think it's a good idea for all commissioners to attend to get a refresher on the ethics rules and the procedural rules that we operate under. Okay, good. Any other subjects for discussion, for the general discussion?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Carpenter.
Commissioner Carpenter, go ahead.
I'll pose this question for Director Anderson. Perhaps he can decide who, if he wants to answer, he can pass it off. My question is, what type of internal strategy have you discussed regarding the fire damage and habitat damage in the Kalakum area relative to the elk herd?
Well, our Commissioner Carpenter, our wildlife staff over there, headed up by our regional wildlife program manager, Ted Clausing, out of Yakima, are actively, I mean, first of all, we had to wait for the, you know, it was still burning. There was in portions of the area, even as late as last week, and I'm not sure it's completely extinguished. So first waiting for that, for the fire to be entirely out, so then we could go up and do an assessment of what we have in terms of loss of forage, and then make an assessment on what types of changes, if any, we would be proposing for the fall hunting season. I'm not sure that there would be any, but the other piece is if we're looking at trying to feed those animals over the course of the winter, what does that look like? What's the cost of that? What are the logistical challenges associated with trying to get the feed to the animals? How does that, if we're going to do that, what kind of complications does that have in conflicts with hunting seasons? So there's a lot of work being done in terms of that, but you know, one of the first things we need to do is get a solid understanding of what we have to work with. So staff are working on it, but I don't have any specific sequence of responses put together yet.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything else? I think everyone wants to go out and enjoy the beautiful weather that we're experiencing here across the state and even in Upper Peninsula, Michigan.
Yes, indeed.
So if there's no further business, I will adjourn the meeting. It is 9:18. Thank you, everyone. Have a good weekend.